Hello and welcome to Searching the Scriptures. I'm Eric Bennett, one of the ministers of the Pine Top Church of Christ. I do apologize for some of the audio. I'm recording this while on vacation on the beautiful beaches of Orange Beach in Alabama. But I am so thankful that you've taken time to tune into today's radio program. It is our hope that we can learn more about our Lord and Savior, what He wants from us, and that we can share that with as many people as we can. We want to encourage you to stay in touch with us via a number of different ways. You can visit our website at www.pinetopcoc.org. That's pinetopcoc.org. Our email is pinetopchurchofchrist@gmail.com. That's all one word, pinetopchurchofchrist@gmail.com. Or if you're in the Lake Cumberland area of Kentucky, we invite you to the services of the Pine Top Church of Christ. It's at 1102 Pine Top Road in Russell Springs, Kentucky. For you that are locally listening, that's in the Windsor community. We normally have a Bible class beginning at 9 a.m. Central Time, followed by our worship service at 9:45. And then we meet again that evening at 4:30. The times are a little bit different right now with the different circumstances going on. So if you're interested in attending, just make sure you get with us and we'll let you know what times. We try to post that as well on social media. I want us to look at probably the most well-known scripture in God's Word. To us at least, one that comes to my mind, and maybe that comes to your mind as well. But maybe look at it in a way that is maybe a little different than we have in the past. Is the passage you're thinking of John 3:16? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes on Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I know that was the one that I was thinking of. Maybe you were thinking of others. This scripture has been quoted so many times, has provided such hope, such comfort to so many people. It's probably the most memorized of all the scripture, or at least equal with Jesus wept in that category. That one's a little bit easier to remember. Have you ever looked at that scripture and what it represents as a portal from this world to the next? Maybe we have, but never really thought about it in those exact terms. If you think about the word portal, that term is defined as a doorway or gate or other entrance, especially a large and imposing one. That's what a portal is defined as in Webster's Dictionary. Wouldn't we say that Jesus is the largest, most imposing thing we can think of, as He is God and He is our gate or our doorway into heaven? We just have to be careful that we don't just use that passage alone and some mysterious saying as a mysterious saying that's going to automatically get us into heaven. You know, just by quoting that, we don't automatically get entrance into heaven. Jesus, in that parable, is speaking about being a shepherd, and He describes Himself as that door in John chapter 10, starting in verse 7. If you would turn with me to John 10, starting in verse 7. The passage that reads, "Then said Jesus unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Once again, we see this opportunity. It's going to help us. It's going to guide us if we seek His help, right? If we seek His protection. But what about if we wander off from Him, away from the door, away from His protection? Then we're in danger of all sorts of evil. All kinds of danger is out there waiting for us. He ultimately lets us choose our path, either to choose Him or to choose that dangerous route where He doesn't protect us, where He's not with us. Which path will we take? All of John 14, if you continue on to John 14, it goes along so well with this thought. But for time's sake, we'll just look at John 14, verses 5 and 6. So if you would, look with me in John 14, verses 5 and 6. Verse 5 says, "Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." So Jesus is the way. He is that portal that's going to lead us to a home in heaven. Our mere existence here on this earth does not automatically grant us entrance. We must seek after Jesus. We must do what He instructs us to do. And then all that is given to us in His Word, the Bible. Think about things here on earth that require instructions. How do things work out when you fail to read the instructions or when you leave parts out of the instruction, or you only do part of what it tells you to do. Think about something you've tried to put together recently and you don't follow the instructions or you miss some of the parts. Doesn't turn out very well, does it? I know for me it definitely doesn't. I have to follow it step by step, and still sometimes I mess it up. But the beautiful thing about God's instructions are that they're readily available, they're printed in black and white, and you can find them online, even if you need them. The Bible is available online and print anywhere you look. They're completely understandable, and they're written with love and much more thought and wisdom than any other instructions that we'll ever have. Right? Sometimes those instructions, these earthly instructions, they're not so great, right? Or maybe they're in another language and we don't understand them. God's Word's not like that. They're amazing because if we dive into them, we're assured that we can understand them. And if we do have any trouble, we have loving brothers and sisters ready to assist. But keeping with our portal or our door theme, look with me in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, starting in verse 7. Matthew 7, verse 7, it says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." When I hear knock, I think of a door, right? Or maybe a portal. Verse 8, "For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." And in that same passage, we see that there are other portals or paths that we can take. Look in verse 13. If we're in Matthew 7, verse 13, the passage reads, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." So you can see that we can choose either that broad gate that leads to destruction, that broad portal, or we can choose that straight gate that leads to life eternal. So now I know for sure by looking at John 3:16 and others that we must believe in Jesus. That passage tells us that, right? That's going to set us on the right path. It's going to get us started in the right direction in following Jesus and letting Him guide us through His Word for Him to bring us to our Heavenly Father. Right? We're also instructed to confess that belief before our fellow man. Well, where does the Bible instruct us to do that? In Romans 10. Turn with me to Romans 10, verses 9 and 10 and 11. Romans 10, 9 through 11. You can see that we must confess Jesus. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made in salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. So we must not walk in the way of sinners or have any part with them. We have to repent and turn from our sins. That's another instruction that we're given, to repent and turn from our sins. Look with me in Luke 13 in verse 3. Luke 13 in verse 3, we see that we have to repent. It says, "I tell you, nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." All this leads us to Jesus, to our portal, our entrance, our way into heaven. How? Through His blood, through coming into contact with His blood, through baptism, as it's laid out for us in Galatians chapter 3. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 3, starting in verse 24. Galatians 3, and verse 24. It says, "Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster, to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith." And I have a wise preacher I've heard say that schoolmaster is like the bus driver. He's the one that's bringing us to Christ, right? That's what the old law, the Old Testament did. It brought us to Christ that we might be justified by faith. Look in verse 25. "But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster." Verse 26, "For ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." So after we've chosen Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we must continue to serve Him to the best of our ability until He comes back to get us or until our time here on earth is ended. We know that we're still human, that we're going to make mistakes, but we must keep our eyes on the prize. We must keep our eyes on Jesus. Jesus speaks to us in His Word today, just as He did to His disciples in the first century. Turn with me, if you would, to John chapter 16. I know we spent a lot of time in John, but I think it goes along with what we're talking about today. John chapter 16. This will be our last passage that we'll turn to today. John 16. And if you want to look at the entirety of John 16, it's great. But for today's purposes, let's look at verses 31 through 33. John 16, starting in verse 31. It says, Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that you shall be scattered, and every man to his own shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Jesus has conquered death, He's bridged the gap, He's opened the portal, He offers us a way to heaven and eternity. He's like that good shepherd. He wants to protect us, and He only asks us to obey His will for us. In a world of uncertainty, when people are hurting, when people are scared, we have someone who loves us, who wants to care for us, who wants to take care of us, no matter who we are or where we come from. How comforting is that? I hope today's lessons helped you, and we can see that Jesus is the portal and that He's given us His instruction in His Word. And if we follow those instructions, then we're going to have a home with Him in heaven, right? He's wanting to protect us and take care of us if we'll only choose Him. If at any time you ever have questions about today's lesson or any of the past or upcoming lessons, please, we'd love to hear from you. The easiest way to contact us is via email at pinetopchurchofchrist@gmail.com. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today, and until next week, have a blessed day.